The holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 10, we're up to letter number 3016. Baruch Hashem, dated 11th day of Mar Cheshvan Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. The Rebbe addresses this to Moreinu Yosef Sheyichya. He has a strange last name. His name is Patsifitzi. I don't know, this is what the Patsifitzi. That's what it says. But anyways, it looks like this guy was, it sounds like the guy was Italian, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Rebbe was asking him to translate the booklet that they published then. And also, you know, you think about it, you see how many booklets are published today, you know, in so many different ways, in so many different languages. But this was the beginning. The childbirth of Chabad at that time was the big thing was, it's called the Talks and Tales. And that was a booklet. At first, it came out in Yiddish called Shmuzun mit Kinder und Jugend. That's discussions with the youth and the children. You know, that was. And there, over there, they had stories and halachas and midrash and gave out. This was kosher literature that was based on the sources of the Torah. So the Rebbe was developing, he was asking this person to help him translated into Italian. So let's see. So Yirav Machesh the Brooklyn Shalom Ubracha. So the Rebbe says, for sure you've seen several of the booklets that are published by the Merkaz L'Inyanei Chinuch. It's Shmuasen in Yiddish. They're called Shmuasen, that's the name of them, in Yiddish. And also the other publications of the Merkaz L'Inyanei Chinuch for youth. And the Rebbe says, I wanted to know, do you have someone that you can suggest who would be a fitting person to translate it or to rewrite it in the Italian language? In Italian. Now, and the Rebbe says, maybe, perhaps, in the beginning, not to sort of obligate yourself and call this a monthly publication, which was the publication to come out monthly, that's called a yarchoin, yareach, by the moon, meaning a monthly publication. Maybe don't call it a monthly publication, because then you will be forced to publish it every month, and that would sort of be maybe too much of a burden. But call it, it appears from time to time, or something like that. You know, it comes out time to time without designating a month for a monthly thing. Or the Rebbe says another option, the Rebbe wants to get into the Italian language. But another option the Rebbe suggests, maybe we can take out practical from the booklets, the practical applications, because it had various features, had various different columns in there. And one of them talked about the practical laws. Maybe we can take out a booklet for the practical laws. And depending on the response we get from the readership, from the community, you can decide how to continue. Basically, we need to figure out what's the best way, what the clientele wants. And Rebbe also says that the language needs to be for a young age, not to use high language or, you know, to make it accessible. It should speak to the youth. But the Rebbe says, while it's going to be to the youth, but it cannot have any mistakes. It must be accurate, specific, the style. It should be a style that draws the children, the youth. It pulls their hearts in. That's the style the Rebbe wants to be written. The Rebbe is not going to give up on the accuracy, on the specific and the language, but written in a way that draws the readership. And the Rebbe says, this is not like a dream. This is something practical that I'm ready, because I have a set amount that I put aside, that is put aside for these kinds of matter. So we can get somebody, we can pay, this would work right away. And the Rebbe blesses with success and looking forward for good news. So here the Rebbe is reaching out to him to help bring some of the contents into the Italian language so that can draw some of the people that speak that language. And the Rebbe gives various different suggestions how to go ahead and do it. The Rebbe said the funding is there, so not to worry. And how exactly it should be, a monthly or from time to time, or only a booklet that deals with actions and not the other things. The Rebbe said you have to see how the response is. But it's interesting how the Rebbe is guiding them how to proceed in doing the publishing and the publicity for this work. And like I said, today we have... But the Rebbe always was very meticulous, very specific. Every publication that comes from Chabad, that he, the Rebbe was, what the diagram, the Rebbe would look over the cover, he would make a comment, you know, why this, and the name, the specific, the Rebbe would get involved in all the details. It's unbelievable, again, that while the Rebbe was involved in the most deepest and esoteric and, you know, far away ideas, he still put the emphasis on the practical, as you see all the time, and on the appearance, that it should look good, it should be correct, it should be grammatically stylish, it should be something which would draw the readership.